folks, I sent you a couple of documents. Do you all have those in front of you?
Let's see.
There was a group of like eight. There was one document that had like eight pages, and then there was another document that said supernova folder information.
Yeah, I've got that. I think I was looking at the package that Cindy sent, but
yeah,
I think it's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, that came from Laura. We're gonna touch today on what goes in the folders, and I'm gonna use the templates that I sent to you, the ones that,
okay,
that came from me. All right.
Okay.
All right. Let's get. We're gonna get to that at the end. Will anybody recognize value since our last call?
I can't remember for sure if it was since the last call, but I did have one client who she does it all the time, so I don't know if she's just being nice or just.
Well, I'm going to assume that she feels that way until she proves me differently. Do you remember what she said?
Well, they're taking their, quote, grandkids, their kind of quasi-adopted grandkids to Italy, so they're probably, I think they're on their way. They might have left Sunday or something, but yeah, she just said your management of our financial affairs has been invaluable and allowed us to live a life that we've dreamed about, so blah blah, that kind of thing.
Hey, Will,
yeah,
that's not a blah blah, that's a really good one. I mean, there can't be a I haven't heard too many that good. I mean, take that in. I had a client tell me that in 1981, and that's how it stuck in my mind. He told me, "Rob, I wish I'd have known you sooner. I'd be a lot better off." You know, things like that you don't get all the time. Take that in, Will. That's a heck of a recognition of value. If I got time, I'm going to come back to that. I'm going to come back to that today. The first thing that the most if we only get one thing done today, it's going to be to role play the script. Are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's. The first time I'm going to do it, I'm just going to play it loosely. I'm going to listen. I'm not going to make any comments. And then the second time, I'll be a little bit more specific. So let me set it up. You and I have just had a conversation. Doesn't matter whether it's in person or over the phone. And it's been a nice meeting. And now it's your turn. How do you start the conversation?
Hey, I wanted to mention, Rob, I've been making some refinements to my practice. You have a second for me to tell you about them?
Yeah, I'd like to hear. What are you doing?
Okay, well, as you may know, on a regular basis, I take a step back and evaluate how I'm doing things. Based on research into best practices and much consideration, I'm going to offer monthly scheduled contact, with four of those contacts being formal quarterly reviews. Two of those I want to do in person. Next, I want to continue to offer rapid response to any issue you may have, with the goal of resolving anything that comes up within 24 hours. And finally, a fully implemented financial plan for every client I work with. As you may know, I have always worked with a limited number of clients, and I am never going to let the growth of my practice compromise the service I give, because I can't give a premium level service if I have too many clients. Therefore, I have established a minimum for new clients of $500,000 unless there are special extenuating circumstances. So I do have capacity for additional clients, because it's only because of staying focused on a limited number of ideal clients that are a good fit for me and them. So any questions about that?
Okay. Tell me, tell me why you're establishing a minimum.
Well, because I have to have enough assets under management to support my business. And secondly, if I have 1,000 small clients, I can't devote enough time to those people okay, I'm stumbling around. So
you are. That's why I'd rather you be uncomfortable with me than your client. Let's do this. Let's reverse the roles, okay?
All right.
Now you know this call is recorded, so you can go back and listen to this if you need to. You've got everything. You've got all the points. I want them to be a little more succinct. I'll be you and you be a client. Our meeting is, our phone call is just finishing, and I say, Will, I have am making some refinements in my practice. Do you have a minute for me to tell you about them?
Absolutely.
I take a step back and look at my practice on a regular basis. I've been doing that over the last month, and I've decided to make what I think are some significant refinements. It's pretty simple. I'm going to offer my clients monthly scheduled contact to include 4 quarterly reviews and 2 of those reviews face-to-face. Secondly, I'm going to continue to offer rapid response to any questions, problems, inquiries you might have with a 24-hour resolution standard. And then finally, I'm going to offer all my clients a multi-generational and fully implemented planning. You with me so far?
Yeah, the only reason I took out multi-generational is because not everybody has multi-generations. But
well,
I would use that where it's appropriate, right? Because let's say somebody has no kids and they're giving it all to charity. Multi-generational doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, I would suggest to you that even if somebody has no children, grandchildren, anybody, they still want to have planning because they want those assets to go where they want them to go.
Yeah, I was just going to leave out the multi-generational where it doesn't apply, but
yeah, well, yeah, you want to use common sense, and also if you've got a client, Will, who's in Dallas, Texas, you probably are not going to meet with them face to face twice a year. Agreed?
Yeah.
So you use common sense there. You would say monthly scheduled contact to include quarterly reviews. You got to use common sense. Got it?
Gotcha.
Okay. Now, let's go through it. When I said, are you with me so far, I was still role-playing. I didn't make it clear. So let's go through it again. I'll be the FA again. Do you have a couple minutes for me to tell you about some refinements I'm making to my practice?
Of course.
I'm like all business owners, I take a step back every once in a while to take a look at my practice, and I've been doing that over the last couple of weeks, and I've decided to make what I think are significant refinements. First, I'm going to offer my clients monthly scheduled contact, with four of those contacts being quarterly reviews and two of those face-to-face. In addition, I'm going to continue to offer a rapid response to any questions, problems, inquiries you might have with a 24-hour resolution standard. And finally, I'm going to offer multi-generational and fully implemented planning. You with me so far?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Well, to do that, I've done a couple of other things. I've implemented a minimum of $500,000 for new relationships. And the reason that I've done that, it's twofold. Number one, I can never let the growth of my practice compromise the service I'm giving to my existing clients. And secondly, I always want to have room in my practice for people who fit my ideal client model. Do you have any questions?
Yeah. How come you're establishing a minimum?
Well, I'm glad you asked the question. It's really simple, and I alluded to it before. There are only so many hours in the day. I always want to be in a position to offer a premium level of service and guidance to my clients. I can't do that if I have too many clients. So I've established a minimum to control the capacity, control the number of people. I'm just not going to compromise on the service to my clients by having my practice get too large. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I get it. But okay.
So that's what it's going to look like. I am going to begin that service after Labor Day, and my assistant Audrey will be in touch with you to schedule a time that works best for you.
Okay, so let me interrupt.
Okay.
So when you were explaining about the minimum, you said there's only so many hours in the day.
Yep.
So what did you say after that?
I don't remember what I said after that. It was part of the conversation is of I can never let the service be compromised by the growth of my practice. That's the real issue, and it's really at the heart of Supernova, Will. You've been around people who've had. Remember when you used to post your books and they'd have A book, B book, C book, and then A through H and H through whatever.
Yeah,
that's just that turns into a totally reactive practice. And most FAs are a lot better when they're proactive rather than reactive. And clients like it better when you're proactive rather than just being reactive to them. Let's go through it again, and this time you're you and I'm your client. We've just finished the conversation. We've just finished the meeting. You go.
Hey, Rob, before we close the telephone call, I've been making some refinements to my practice. Do you have a second for me to talk to you about that?
Yeah, I'd really be interested. Will, what are you doing?
Well, on a regular basis, as any businessman does, I take a step back and evaluate how I'm doing things. And I've been doing that over the last month or so, and I've decided to make what I think are some significant refinements. They're important and very useful.
No, just that you're starting to talk to me, some significant refinements to my practice.
Okay, so what I've decided to do is offer monthly scheduled contact to include 4 quarterly reviews.
Yep.
2 of those would be face-to-face. So I understand that I can't do that for everybody if they live in Dallas.
Nope. Stay on track here.
Talking to you. That's an aside. So we will continue to offer rapid response to any questions, problems, or inquiries that you may have with a resolution standard of 24 hours. And finally, I'm going to offer a fully implemented multi-generational financial plan for every client I work with. So as you may know, I have always worked with a limited number of clients. I will never let the growth of my practice.
No. Okay. Let's after you go through the service model.
Okay.
After you go through the service model, probe for that he's listening. You know, I I'm going to offer multi-generational and fully implemented planning. Any questions so far? See, I don't want this to turn into a 2-minute speech.
All right.
Any questions so far? No, I'm a good. Okay, so let's. You say that to me.
All right. So, do you have any questions about that?
Well, I do. Well, I it's not really a question. It's just, I guess, curiosity. I don't have any questions so far. Keep going.
All right. So, as I'm sure you know, I've always worked with a limited number of clients, so I will never let the growth of my practice compromise the service that I give my clients. In other words, I can't give a premium level of service if I have too many clients. Therefore, I have established a minimum of $500,000 for new clients.
For new business.
For new business. And
no, new clients is right. I'm thinking ahead. New clients.
Okay. I always want to leave room in my practice for additional clients. And I do have capacity for additional clients, but it's only because I'm staying focused on a limited number of new clients, on a limited number of ideal clients.
Right. Maybe. Let's get out of the role playing. How does that feel to you, Will?
Well, I don't know. If I said it, I must have liked it. So.
Not necessarily. Here's the.
How did it sound to you is the more important question.
Well, the word sounded good. The way it wasn't very smooth, and that's why
I'm more or less reading it because I hadn't gotten it down to the point where I'm ready to memorize it.
Okay, trust me that after you do this 3 times, you're going to get it into your own words. You're trying to use my words, and that's good.
I am, because your words are good words, and y'all thought through it thoroughly, so I don't want to make up stuff that hadn't been tested. So.
I know, but you're going to change a little bit here and a little bit there. Okay.
Yeah.
Here are the key points. You ask permission to tell your client about the refinements in your practice. Do you have a couple of minutes for me to tell you about some refinements I'm making to my practice? It's that simple.
Sure.
You know, you're sitting across the table. Do you have a few minutes for me to tell you about some refinements I'm making to my practice? Well, sure, Will. I'd love, what are you doing? Well, on a regular basis, I step back and look at my practice to see if there's anything that I need to refine. I've been doing that over the last couple of weeks. I mean, that those are my words, not your words. Let me hold on just a second. I'm going to look and see if I've got this in script form, and then if you had it in front of you, you could make some notes. Let's see. Let me look.
I mean, there's a bunch of different scripts that are somewhat similar in the book.
Not there.
What if we do this? I'm going to adjust what I've said according to the notes you're giving me, and I will shoot that to you. What about that?
That would be fine. But I'd rather work off of mine if
okay.
I can. Just bear with me a second. Well, I can't put my hands on it.
Well, if you find it, you want to send it to me, or?
Yeah, I will, but I want to wrap this thing up today as far as being on beginning to make these calls, but I will find it. Just a second, I'm looking one other place. Well, I know it's there. I just can't put my hands on it. All right, let's start. What do you think are the key points? It's just you and me talking.
Well,
what are the key points?
Well, that I take a step back and review the practice. I get the permission to tell them about it first, and then the bullet points of the monthly scheduled contact, the quarterly rapid response, and the financial plan. That's the meat of it. And then tell them that, the minimum and the justification for the minimum is that I've got to limit my practice in order to have the time to devote to doing all those things. Otherwise, there's not enough hours in the day to service too many clients, I guess is the main.
There's not enough hours in the day for you to offer a premium level of clients, premium level of service to too many clients. So you want to keep it about the client.
Okay. I think I'm pretty much, I mean, I'm stumbling around because I'm just never quite sure I'm got something that fits into tested language. But I think I'm getting pretty close, and I know we can't dwell on this forever. So
it's the most important thing you're going to do.
Okay.
I need you to be confident. I think part of the issue is that we haven't gotten into the part about how you're going to deliver this. That's why you don't roll it out until my recommendation would be after Labor Day. Let's try this one more time. You go first. You've got all this written down, right?
Yeah.
All right. Let's start again. The call is over, and you are and you're up. Go.
Hey, listen, Rob. I've been making some refinements to my practice. Do you have a minute for me to tell you about them?
Sure.
Okay. On a regular basis, I take a step back and evaluate how I'm doing things. And I've been doing that over the last month or so, and I've decided to make some significant refinements to my practice.
Yeah.
And what I have decided to do is to offer.
Okay, I've got the hang up. Let's do this. The call is over, and you say, let's start it this way. Over the last couple of weeks, I've taken a step back and looked at my practice. I've decided to make some significant refinements. That flows better. Call's over. Bill, over the last couple of weeks, I've been looking, I've taken a step back and looked at my practice and have decided to make some refinements. Do you have a minute for me to tell you about it?
Did you say take out the word significant?
Let's take significant out. It sounds like too much of a change. I've decided to make some refinements to my practice. Do you have a minute for me to tell you about them? That flows better.
Okay.
Sure, I'm happy to. I'd like to know what you're doing. Terrific. I am going to be offering monthly scheduled contact to include quarterly reviews and two of those reviews face-to-face. Secondly, I'm going to continue to offer rapid response to any questions, problems, inquiries you might have with a 24-hour resolution standard.
I got it.
And finally, I'll be offering multi-generational and fully implemented planning.
I got it.
In order to do that, to offer that level of service, I'm establishing a minimum of $500,000 for new clients.
Got it.
Do you have any questions? No, that sounds good to me. My assistant will call you. I'm going to start this refined service model in September after Labor Day. And between now and then, my assistant will be calling you to schedule a time that works best for you. Does that flow a little better for you?
Yeah, it's pretty succinct. So
it is succinct.
Let me interrupt you while I'm thinking about it. So would you leave out the part about I can't give a premium level service if I have too many clients?
I think what works for you is to have that in your back pocket, unless they. In case they ask you any questions. Well, how are you able to, why haven't you done this before?
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. I want you to save that for a, if you need it. Well, why are you doing this? Well, I'm doing it because this is the type of service I think my clients deserve. Secondly, I'm talking too much. I think this is the best thing for my clients. I wouldn't bring up the $500,000 unless you needed to answer another question.
Wait, did you say? Well, you do tell them what your minimum is, though, a 500. Or you just say I have a minimum?
No, they got it. I can't. While I'm talking to you, I'm still looking for that script. I tell you what. Why don't you let me write this script out for you, and I will send it to you.
That sounds good.
And then I will reach out to you and try to find a time that you know that you're not on the phone and we can go through this, because it's just not. It's just you're so close. It's so important. I mean, it's. I just want it to be. I want it to be really, really. I want you to be confident in what you're doing. Fully understand it. Is that all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Now, what I'd like to do is go over quickly the folders, just the folder system. We'll get into this full time next week. I want you to pull. You see the document that says Supernova folder information?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says the FA Blue 6 divider folder.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to work through that. And I just want you to be aware of what we've got here. So when we do this next week, you'll have a running start. The blue folder, that's what I'm going to talk about today, is the folder that you keep. It's like a working folder, like your doctor has, and we want you to be able to gather specific information. So if you would look on that group of paper that I sent you, you'll see pages 1 and 2. It says client information.
Hold it. Yeah, we got it.
All right. This is what is where it says on the folder overview, where it says inside cover. You see on the Supernova folder information?
Yeah, okay, I see it. Sorry.
Okay, this is what goes in the inside cover. This is a divider. This is a folder, and we'll talk about this next week. This is a folder that... has 6 places to put information. So this is what goes on the inside of the front cover. All right?
Yeah.
Okay, you go to, that's pages 1 and 2. You go to page 3, and those are the planning documents. What we don't want to have happen, Will, is we don't want anything to fall through the cracks. All of this won't fit. Not everybody will. Everything on this page is not going to need. Everybody's not going to need everything that's on these 2 pages. But I want you to make sure that you're covering everything that's appropriate for a client. So you will have these pages 3 and 4 go in the second divider. All right. Again, we'll go over all this in detail next week. I just want you to be familiar with them. All right, we'll see where it says third divider.
Yeah.
Okay. What we used to say is put the client's most recent statement in there. And about 6 years ago, we discovered that was a waste of time and money. So that's a divider that you can put, like, somebody's overview of their financial plan. That's just a divider for you that you might, there might be something that you use for your clients that's there for you to use. Nothing specific would go in there. All right?
Yeah.
And then just what you also see is the, if you go to page 5, that is what a implementation document might look like. Those are samples of an implementation document. The first part is just general. The second part is what it might look like for a client. You do a plan for a client. You implement that plan over a period of time. This is what the document might look like. Again, this is something that you keep in your folder.
So the kind of bottom half of that document is customized to that particular client.
Correct. The top will is just to give you an idea of what it might, you know, what a general template might look like, and then the bottom is what you might is what a specific one might look like.
So the top half of that document, is this kind of stuff to think about for everybody, and the second part is specific to the client, or?
Yes.
Okay. Gotcha.
You go to the cash flow analysis.
Yeah.
This is something that you build over time. This is really useful for people who are in pre-retirement. They've never really had a budget. They just know they've earned more money than they've spent. You want to show them where their money is coming in and going out. It's just people who are in pre-retirement. It gives them a sense of confidence that they're in good shape. This isn't about how much you spend at Starbucks every morning. This is the big picture, in which if you look on the next page, which is page 7, you get an idea of what that might look like.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the fifth page is your agenda for the meeting. As Rob Knapp says, you're going to talk about something. You better you need to write it down. So that's just where you put down what you want to talk about in the meeting.
All
right. Got it. And then the last place is piece is a place for you to take notes. I used to be a great note taker just because I wanted to have specific recall. So that's, you know, just like your doctor takes notes. There's a place in this blue folder for you to make notes.
Okay.
All right. Now we will go over this and some other things next week, but I wanted you to have these in your hand before next week. All right.
You're gonna send me a. You're gonna write this thing out.
I'm gonna do it right now, and I will hopefully have it to you before noon.
Thanks. Talk to you next week.
Well, I'm gonna call you between now and next week just to go over that script. I want us to be looking at the same thing.
Sounds great.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.